This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Laura today. I'm just going to ask Laura a few questions to hopefully get an insight into how she's got such great results at the DBCC. Speak about any difficulties you might have had, as I'm sure there'll be literally thousands of people who will be listening to this podcast who will find it very, very helpful and very beneficial. So Laura, please introduce yourself and how long have you been at the DBCC?
Hi, I'm Laura and I've been at the DBCC for 3 months.
Awesome. And what results have you achieved in those 3 months, Laura?
I have lost 27 pounds of body fat.
Which is... no, Karen?
And I think I've gained something like 3 to 5 pounds of muscle.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. I mean, absolutely awesome results. 27 pounds of fat lost is absolutely amazing in 3 months. So it's very, very well done to you. What were your struggles with weight loss before the DBCC?
Lack of motivation. I put on a lot of weight when I got pregnant with my son. I was working two jobs, so it was all about convenience, whatever I could grab on the go. Then after his birth, it was quite a difficult birth, so I any exercise was a no-go. He then got ill shortly after that, and I just ate for comfort.
Right, okay.
And the weight just piled on and on.
And I suppose at that time you're probably quite stressed as well?
Yeah, stressed, worried, and I struggled a lot emotionally. I was quite low. I was diagnosed with postnatal depression and post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get myself out of... I lacked the motivation that I had previously when it came to exercise and diet.
So were you exercising at this point? Were you exercising?
No.
Or? No. No, okay. And your diet was just... How was your diet at that point?
All bad stuff. Yep. I reached for the chocolate, mostly. Yep. And I convinced myself that, oh yeah, it's Friday, I'll have a takeaway.
Mm-hmm.
That then became the norm.
It became a habit?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is something that we've got you out of now, and
yes,
you've got yourself out of very well. So were you trying to lose weight at this point, or were you not really too concerned, or how were you?
I wanted to. It was making me unhappy because my clothes didn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Even my maternity clothes didn't fit.
And, okay.
It was then having to go and buy new clothes in a bigger size, bigger than I'd ever worn before. But all of my normal weight loss tricks just weren't working. I did Rosemary Connolly, but it didn't give me what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back to my old Zumba classes. I didn't enjoy them as much, but I think that was a lot to do with my mood.
Well, it sounds to me like a lot of things are happening at once.
Yeah.
And stress had obviously built up as well,
which
can obviously can block your ability to burn fat and stuff.
Yeah.
So you'd lost weight previously using nutrition, or was it just nutrition alone? Was it exercise as well?
It was exercise mostly.
Mm-hmm.
I did Rosemary Connolly for a short period after I had my daughter,
mm-hmm,
just to kickstart me. After that, food, I ate what I wanted, but I went to the gym. So I never really lost weight. I got to where I wanted to be and sort of stuck there. And my weight loss tricks were always skipping meals if I put on a few pounds, or, just... It wasn't
the best way.
No.
Wasn't healthy.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Okay. I mean, I'm glad that you look back on it and you realise that. Did you know that at the time?
No.
It was unhealthy?
No. Well, I probably did, but I convinced myself, well, I'm only skipping a couple of meals here. It's only a couple of pounds. It works.
Mm-hmm.
But I was tired all the time and bad-tempered because I wasn't eating. It wasn't good.
Did you crave sugar quite a lot?
Yes, all the time. And sugar was a massive part of my diet. I always had two sugars in my tea. I'd have about 6 cups a day, ate chocolate every day. Yeah.
I remember at your initial body diagnostic when you came in, you said you were very concerned about not being able to stop eating chocolate.
Yeah.
And you've curved that now, so that's absolutely awesome. Well done. You've already mentioned one diet. Have you tried any other diets as well previously before coming to the DBCC?
No.
Okay, so just the one. Okay. And what does your lifestyle look like now compared to before you came to the DBCC?
It's completely different. Being taught about nutrition and what you put into your body and how that affects your outcome has totally changed my attitude towards food.
Mm-hmm.
I don't crave the sugar that I did before. I don't really miss the chocolate. Obviously, every now and again, it's quite nice. But it's good to know what you need to fuel your body.
Mm-hmm.
To get where you want to be, and I feel so much better.
Yeah, good. You feel like a different person?
Different person, completely different person. I feel like me again, and I feel happy. I don't feel as tired, lethargic. I'm nowhere near as bad tempered.
Did you picture that it would be this different 3 months down the line from when we first met?
No, I was quite sceptic about DVCC and the promises that they made. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, this isn't going to work, but I'm completely amazed.
And you heard about us through your mother, correct? Through Joyce. Yes. Okay, which is awesome. Okay, and how else has DVCC helped you?
Emotionally, massively. I don't get the flashbacks that I had before. I can talk about my son's birth without falling to pieces. Mm-hmm. I'm happier. I'm strong. I feel really strong. I feel motivated. And it's really helped me get over the emotional stuff that I was going through.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.
Without all of that, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Which is awesome. I'm glad that we've been able to help you so much. Do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise that you could share with anyone who's listening today that might be trying to lose fat or in a similar position to you?
Oh, God.
That's quite a big question.
Yeah, I don't know. tips.
I mean, what did you struggle with that we advised you on that you found really helpful?
I struggled with, I think it was preparation for me. And you taught me that if I'm prepared for the following day, the following 2 days, then it's much easier. And I think it was getting into a routine. That really helped. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not in a routine, that's when you're going to fall down. And that's what I found. So preparation is definitely the key.
Good. And that's something that you've obviously brought into your life because you're always here very similar times each week. In fact, I could probably close my eyes and point to when you come in on our schedule. Okay, awesome. Any final words?
Thank you. A massive thank you. This place has completely changed my life, physically, emotionally. Without the support and the friends I've made here, like I said, I wouldn't be where I am now.
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much, Laura. And I hope if you've been listening to this interview, you found it helpful. Laura, I want to thank you for your time. This is Nathan from the DVCC in Milton Keynes. Have a good day. Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.